the Vox Markets podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Blencow Resources. There's been quite a lot to talk about over the past few weeks. Mike Ralston joins us now. He's the man running things there. Hello, Mike.
Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too. So let's talk about what Blencow's been up to. It's put out three announcements over the past 3 weeks, each detailing successful usage of graphite within high-tech applications and markets. Perhaps explain what it is about the Aurum Cross products that makes it so special and where these niche relationships are coming from, Mike.
As we've sort of said for a long time in numerous interviews, it's not about what the graphite looks like in the ground. It's what it comes out as end products, both as concentrates and ultimately as the purified products. And that's where Aurum Cross is special. A typical entry-level concentrate is around 94%. Our concentrates are sitting around 97%. So we get a premium on those products, and they have very high energy content as well. When we get up to the purified products, the typical 99.95, we're right up there at 99.99. And these might seem very small little differences to the average person in the street, but in the graphite space, this is very, very telling. And what that means is that we have the ability to put product into niche markets where it requires specific quality or chemical characteristics. And so we've been working very hard with some of our key relationships, in particular AETC, American Energy Technologies, one of the leading graphite specialists over in the States. They have very deep relationships themselves into key DOW or DOD, as they used to be known, and other niche applications we're seeing. And because of that, we're able to get our product into some of these key markets. And I think that's very telling, because this is where value is going to be found in the future. So it's all about the quality. We've said all along that we have some of the highest quality of product in the world in the graphite markets. And this is telling. It's coming through in relationship after relationship after testing after testing. It's coming through everywhere. And we're going to continue to showcase this as we go forward.
So just explain the significance of these announcements, which you've just been referring to, Mike, in relation to the sales and marketing plans for Aurum Cross that you've got. And how do you see the results fitting into what you have in your current sales mix?
Yeah, so the first production that we've got for Aurum Cross is 20,000 tonnes in as concentrate. And when we finished the DFS, we had all of that covered in terms of offtake agreements. But it's now a process of getting a better mix of sales, end users. And what we're doing now is we're testing product in niche markets. They're not necessarily the largest in terms of volume, these particular applications, but every one of them is very, very significant in that the margins are much, much higher. And overall, the mix just gets better and better. Ideally, we want to start raising our weighted average selling price of all the products that we sell. And by the time we announce funding, and by the time after we go from funding into locking down the non-binding agreements into binding agreements, we want to have as powerful a mix of sales and obviously as off-takers as we can get. So each and every one of these is adding more value to the project. And then as we expand the project and we've got the ability to obviously sell into all the different markets that we want to, it just means we have a prioritization, and we'll be putting the high value sales obviously at the top and everything that's much, much lower value down at the bottom. And so ultimately we want to see higher margins and obviously higher prices in the overall context than general, selling into just normal Chinese concentrate like everybody else is doing. That's what we're focusing on, and we think that's the difference that's going to make Aurum Cross successful.
Now, as I understand it, you've already covered the initial 20,000 tonnes per year production in offtake agreements, so that's good. But what other sales and marketing plans do you have ahead, and how can you fulfil anything extra if you've already fulfilled that capacity, if you don't have production capacity?
Well, you're right, Alistair. And at the end of the day, we can only fulfill 20,000, probably a little bit more, actually, because it will go a little bit higher than that in practice. But as I said a moment ago, we want to get the best possible mix But what we're doing as we go above 20,000, and we're already well above that number already, what we're going to be doing is as we build P1 and get it into production by the end of next year, where we want to make sure that when we start, by the time we get to end of 2027, we've got off-takers all the way up to 70,000 tons, which is our P2 ramped up production, so that we can then get the funding in place for that and start to build that ramp up very quickly, because at that size and scale, that's when the project really starts to hum. So we're not stopping just because we hit 20,000 tons. It's all about building the off-takers. We're actually constrained about in terms of who we can sell to and how much we can sell rather than how much we can produce. So to have more off-takers ready to take our product than we actually can produce at this stage is a very good sign. But we're really focusing on building that through to P2 so that we're ready to go and ready to ramp up when that comes along.
So now the key question then, Mike, the market's eagerly awaiting news of production funding for P1, phase one. Are you able to give us any news on how this is going and when when it's likely to complete?
Yeah, I can give you an update. And I'm a little bit anxious about giving actual dates and that, because the problem is that the other side of the fence is what always causes the delays, not us. We're working very hard to make sure that we get this done as quickly as we can. And it is coming along. It's making good progress. It's going to happen. It's just a question of when. But we're trying to work a slightly different funding solution to what may be considered the norm. I think many people expected we'd just go out and do a capital raise in London at a discount to our market price and off we go. But that's going to be very dilutive. And so we're taking it on to bring in project equity investors. And they have to go and do a lot of work. They're going to be shareholders within the project for a long time. And you can appreciate that they want to do a lot of due diligence, and they want to make sure that they're comfortable, not just with the project, but with the market and with all the off-takers, et cetera, et cetera. So it has taken a little bit longer than I hoped for and expected, but we are making very good progress. Some of these announcements obviously help because we've got a lot going on and we're getting good visibility in the market too. But I'm hoping still that it's going to be done in the near term. And as I said, I want to get it all sorted in the final quarter of this year so we can have P1 built by the end of 2027. And I'll still stick by that right now.
Well, that final quarter now getting underway, of course. So we look forward to lots of positive updates from Blencow in the coming months. In the meantime, though, Mike, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Alistair. Nice chatting again.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.